With your permission. This is Parashah, with your permission. This Parashah Kitisar, this is a story about the golden calf. The way the Torah tells us is after HaKadosh Baruch Hu said the Ten Commandments, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Shamayim and told Am Yisrael it's coming back in 40 days. But Am Yisrael started the counting, so-called a day before. And after 40 days, they lost the patience. Not only they lost the patience, the Gemara says the Satan showed them a vision of the coffin of Moshe Rabbeinu sailing in the air. So called as Moshe died. He went upstairs to Shamayim to so called to learn with HaKadosh Baruch Hu for 40 days and he died. So they come to Aaron and they said, please make us like a leader that is going to take us to the desert. Since the person Moshe that took us out of Egypt died, we need a new leader. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know that what's going to happen now, it's impossible to happen to Am Yisrael after they heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu on Har Sinai to fall in such a trap that soon Aaron is going to make the golden calf and they're going to bow down to it, they're going to kiss it, they're going to dance around it, and eventually HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be very upset. So it's impossible, says the Gemara. Says the Gemara, this was just to show you that even though the whole nation are going to participate in a scene, a major scene, there is still hope that you can, due to Teshuvah, you can regret. And so-called Teshuvah is accepted or partially accepted. This is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called drove them into this situation. It means like this. It means really, it's impossible for a person after you heard HaKadosh Baruch Hu to go and to fall such a trap. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called dug the trap and they fell into the trap. They fell into the trap not because they deserve to fall into the trap, just because it is because HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show something that a teshuvah can help even for the whole nation. When you read the text, it doesn't even say that Am Yisrael did teshuvah. It doesn't say in the text. It does say, for example, in the text, in other places in the Torah, not too many, of course, that Am Yisrael came back to Moshe and they said, we sinned. One time they spoke about Moshe something, about HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then snakes came and bit them, and they said, we sinned. So the Torah emphasized, they said, we sinned. After they sent the spies, and Moshe came back and told them, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, you can die in the desert, they came to Moshe and said, we sinned. Here you don't have this statement. So again, so what does it mean that HaKadosh Baruch Hu put them in a trap to show that if you do teshuvah, you're going to be forgiven, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let you live. There's no sign of teshuvah here, no sign of teshuvah. Besides, it's very hard to believe that HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates this way. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show you something. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu could have told you, you know, in case, you know, in next. There's so much about Sevaitra. HaKadosh Baruch Hu speaks about it. He says, Asher Nasi Yecheda, if the president sins, if the nation have a mistake, do a mistake, so HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, well, they can bring a sacrifice. It's called Parim HaNisrafim, Parim HaNisrafim. He says, here HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to show us that's what he wants maybe to show us, that is the thing is called teshuvah for a nation, not only for individuals, for the public. So everyone can just write it in the Torah in one sentence. You don't need the whole story. What is the whole story for? The whole story of the egg of the golden calf. And you tell me, well, it's impossible for them to participate in the golden calf. No, it's true. But the people wanted to teach you something. What is one to teach me? That you can do teshuvah. So I can just write one sentence in the Torah. You know, let me tell you this. The teshuvah, if the public will do something, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will wait to get the right to do teshuvah. But you don't need the whole story. I just don't think HaKadosh Baruch Hu operates this way. to put you in a trap and then to take you out of the trap and to tell you, you know, I'm going to show you that I'm going to forgive you. It's like, you know, if you're going to be the hospital and in front of the hospital they're going to make a pothole that everybody can fall inside the pothole and then the hospital will go and no, this is the hospital. We can heal the people. Take the people into the hospital, operate on them and send them when it's okay, can go outside now. See? And see, we just want to show you how good the hospital is. He can heal people that fall in the trap in a pit in front of the hospital. I just don't think I can be able to do this way. So the way it says in the Torah, that's how the story went, that they came to Aaron and said, we want to have a leader. Please give make for us a leader. So Aaron goes and tells them what I would like you to go home and take the earrings from your wife, from your children. And I would like to take all the earrings and melt them. And Aaron is going so-called to make a shape of, the Gemara says he made a shape of a bull on the floor, or maybe he had some kind of a form. And he's ready to make the bull from the melted earrings. Says the Gemara, the man came back home and told the wives and the children, we need the earrings, and the wife said, we're not going to give you earrings because you're going to use it for something that we don't appreciate, we don't approve it. So the Gemara says, well, at the end the men came and the men, they took the earrings and they gave it to Aaron, and Aaron melted the earrings, he made a form of a bull on the floor. He poured the liquid of the gold on the form, and on the floor was laying like a bull. The form of a bull, like a little statue. While he was pouring that, comes the Gemara and said there were two magicians that they had in their hand a plaque. And on the plaque was said, Aleshor, this is the plaque that Moshe Rabbeinu used to pick up the coffin of Yosef HaTzadik that was in the Nile, and they got it in a way, they got this plaque, and this plaque is a very holy plaque, and they took this plaque and they threw it while Aaron was pouring the gold on the form. They threw this plaque because they threw the plaque, and the plaque reads Aleshor, it means bull, get up. And of course what it means, Yosef is compared to a bull as well. That's why the coffin of Yosef got up. So that because they threw their plaque inside, that bull stood up. Not only stood up, so the Gemara started to dance. Not only started to dance, started to eat some grass. And when they saw it, they said, you see, we got a new leader, and this is the dance around it, they bowed down to it, they kissed it. And this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was so upset, that this is so-called Am Israel, misbehave and so-called dislike HaKadosh Baruch Hu, disapprove HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and this is so-called a downfall. A downfall is so bad, comes the Gemara and tells us that every tragedy and every punishment and any difficulties the person has in his lifetime has certain percentage from the punishment that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called wanted to do to us when we participate in the golden calf. So it means like this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says in the Gemara, Masechet Avodah Zarah, did it for us to learn that there is a thing that's called Teshuvah for doing something bad, not as individual, as public. Okay. So then comes the Gemara in Masechet Sanhedrin and says you should know that since then, until Mashiach will come, every punishment, every difficulty what you have in your lifetime, any difficulties, you don't feel good, something in the business, it says, first you know what happened, you can say the answer is golden calf. Golden calf. For every problem you have, you say, what happened to me? What is so hard for me? What did I do? The answer is golden calf. So bad, the golden calf, that has the influence of it for generations and generations, so-called forever. It says, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it this way, that I should fall in the trap, I don't deserve to fall in the trap, so I fell in the trap, and so-called I did Teshuvah, and so-called I have to suffer for the rest of the generations because of it. Must be something in it, it's not just on the surface. So again, the first question is, why Aaron needs the earrings. You don't need the earrings. We need the earrings. Well, yes, you want, Aaron, what do you want to do? So of course the Gemara says, well, Aaron so-called tried something. He tried to postpone. He knew that Moshe is supposed to arrive. So he said, you know what, you go home and you ask your wife to give you the earring, and your wife says, what's the matter with you? You bought me the earring for the engagement, I should give the earring for what? For this? This is some argument. So in the meantime, the whole thing is going to be delayed. But again, this trick did not help. And when the men came home and they asked for the earrings, the lady said, forget about it, don't give me the earrings. So the Torah says, they went and they gave Moshe Rabbeinu the earring. She didn't give earrings. There's plenty of gold. Each one had 90 donkeys full of silver and gold. So if Moshe, if Aaron wants to make something from the gold, plenty of gold, plenty. The Gemara says that so much gold that gold was worthless. So the Gemara in Talmud from Amalek, that after David Amalek had been conquered and captured a lot of states, and plus the gold they brought from Egypt, the Gemara says this a piece of beef of gold, like bone on the street of Yerushalayim rolling, nobody picked it up and says, that's too much gold, what should I do with the gold? But it was worthless. The price went down to $1. There was nothing. So the whole thing is down the drain. I says again, if Aaron needs gold, so again, if the trick would have been that I would like so-called to delay the matter and to so-called to buy time, and therefore I told the men, go ask the ladies, so maybe this is the trick. So the ladies also have bracelets, Baruch Hashem, and they have Rolex watches, and they have rings, they have a lot of jewelry. So the Torah itself tells us how many pieces of jewelry. But the Gemara says that those days a lady used to have 24 pieces of jewelry. That's the Gemara says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he brought Chava to Adam HaRishon, there was no 47th street, there was no stores, and you can't have a bride without jewels. Says the Gemara, the same way HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Adam HaRishon and his wife, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made jewelry for her, and she came with 24 pieces of jewelry on her. And the Gemara says, it's not, this is a secret, that the husband should buy his wife 24 pieces of jewels. So again, Aaron tells them to go tell the wife to bring the earrings. Of course, if we just told them to take the bracelet, we'll ask why the bracelet. But the question is, again, if he wants to delay, he should just say, you know, get something from your wife. We need gold from your wife. If that was the idea that he wants to delay the matter, because he had hoped that the wife would not give the jewels. Anyway, then the wife did not give, the ladies did not give. The ladies did not give, so the man decided they're going to give. So the Torah says they gave their own earrings. So the question is, you don't have to give your own earrings. So your wife didn't want to give the earrings. Okay, so go outside. On your donkey, you have plenty of gold. So Aaron wants gold. So give him gold. No, Aaron wants earrings. The question is, why he wants earrings? The next question is, the Torah says that Aaron made a form of a bull on the floor. And then he melted the earrings, and he poured on the form. It says, why do you make a form of a bull? Why do you make a bull form? For what? It didn't come out as a bull. But Aaron knew what he's going to do. He says he decided he's going to make a shape of a bull. He says, why do you want to make a shape of a bull on the floor? This Shabbat happened to be that besides the regular parashah that we're going to read without Hashem, this is parashat Ki Tisa about the golden calf, we're going to take another Sefer Torah, and we're going to read the paragraph about the red cow. I said, the red cow comes to Chachamim and tell us, you should know, the red cow is the halakha is that you have to take a red cow, cannot have even two black hairs on it, and then you take it and you slaughter it outside Yerushalayim, and you have to burn it, and you do it usually on Haratitim on the Olive Mountain, and then they take the ashes and mix it with water from a spring. And then the person that went to a cemetery or to a funeral or touched this person, then he becomes tamei, becomes natium, and then they sprinkle on him within 7 days twice. from this water that contains the ashes of the red cow, and then you purify it. Comes the Gemara and says, you should know, before Pesach, since we, in time of Rosh Hamikdash, people had to come to participate in the sacrifice of Pesach, and you can't come to Beit HaMikdash unless you're pure. And maybe a person went and went to funeral, maybe he stepped on the grave, he went to a house with a dead man, so you cannot participate in the Korban Pesach, you cannot eat from it, you cannot come to Beit HaMikdash. And therefore then they purify everybody. So Kim Chachamim said, you know what, you take the Torah and you read before Pesach about this red cow. Again, in time of Beit HaMikdash, the idea was that everybody should so-called wake up and should know that in you know time to go to Beit HaMikdash and to bring a sacrifice. And Pesach, of course, so-called is the first holiday in the order of the holidays. This is it's called the first holiday because the calendar starts with Pesach. So here came Chachamim and said, you know what, you take another Torah and you read the paragraph about Parah Adamah, the red cow. Chachamim read about, you know, this is in our time, so our time is to remember, of course, was the red cow. Chachamim said, you know, this red cow is something very important for us to know about it. So first you have to know that this red cow, the Lord of the red cow, was given to us 3 days after we left Egypt, in Mara. We left Egypt, and 3 days later, after we left, there was no water to drink, and we came to a place where the water was bitter, and then like Kadosh Baruch Hu over there told us, the Lord of the red cow. Very strange. I just left Egypt 3 days ago, I have to learn about the red cow. Now the red cow itself, is the Lord is very strange. Things like this, if a person touched a dead body, or went to a place with a dead body, went to the cemetery, in order to purify himself, somebody has to sprinkle on him from water that contained the ashes from the red cow. So then the person becomes pure. But the people that were busy with the red cow, the one that slaughtered it, the one that burned it, since they become so-called impure. They're gonna be tame. So the Gemara, you know, it's a very strange halacha. The ashes purify people, but in the same time, the people that are busy with the red cow, they become tameh. So the Gemara, well, the Satan and the nations, when they hear this halacha about the red cow, they say the whole thing is just witchcraft. It says it doesn't make sense, the whole thing. It says, I don't believe it. So the Gemara, you know what? It's true. It's called chok. It's called a law without reason. We don't understand it. So comes the Gemara and says, you want to know something? It's a very special thing that even Shlomo HaMelech could not figure out, even though he figured almost everything, this he could not figure out. He doesn't know what it is. He says, I can't. Amarti Echkamabi Echokami Meni Shlomo HaMelech, I thought I understand, I have no idea. Comes the Kadosh Baruch Hu and says, Moshe Rabbeinu, you know what? To you I'm going to tell. But I'm not going to tell anybody. He says, Moshe Rabbeinu, of course Moshe Rabbeinu is the biggest. So what is the idea? Why doesn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu want to tell Am Yisrael what is the secret of this red cow? He says, so Moshe, Hashem told Moshe knew. He says, but no one else, Gemara says later, maybe Rabbi Akiva knew. He says, what is the difference for HaKadosh Baruch Hu? If there is a reason for that, why doesn't he want to tell it all Am Yisrael? Only to Moshe Rabbeinu. Comes the Midrash, or Rashi brings the Midrash, you should know also that this red cow is so-called a kapara, a forgiveness for the golden calf. Yes, the golden calf is like a bull, and this is so-called the para, this is the mother, and this is so-called the mother of the bull. It says, you know, this is the secret of this idea of the red cow, is the kapara. How is the kapara? How is the kapara? Because because we don't know. What does it mean you don't know? So because you take ashes from the red cow and you learn the paragraph that talks about it, comes the Gemara and says, you know, before Pesach, you have to read this paragraph. It's a tremendous paragraph. Sometimes Chachamim say, this is so powerful to go to Beit HaKnesset this Shabbat is as important as last week that we went and we heard Parashat Zachor. It's from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It means HaKadosh Baruch Hu expects you to come to Beit HaKnesset to listen to this paragraph. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not expect you to come to Beit HaKnesset to listen to the Parashat HaShavua, Parashat Kitesha. This is Chachamim made it, Moshe Rabbeinu made it. It's not a mitzvah from Hashem. But to listen to the paragraph of the Red Cow, there are some opinions among the Chachamim. It's called Me'asura, Midoraita, it's Machacham, Me'ashem. Hashem wants it. What is there so important about it that I have to listen to it, I have to be busy with it, and this is so-called a forgiveness for the Golden Calf. In order to understand it really, to understand how life is all about. So, the Ari says like this, you should know HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom, before he created this world, says the Gemara, he created a chair for himself. So this is called Kisei HaKavod. On this chair that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, what he did, he engraved on the legs of the chair's forms. One leg, he engraved the lion. One leg, he engraved a bull. One leg, he engraved an eagle. And one leg, he engraved a person. So of course, you know, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have to have so-called an antique chair. Of course, it's called a spiritual chair. Of course, HaKadosh Baruch Hu does not have this actual physical chair. Of course, he cannot imagine it. It's Firai. He cannot imagine this. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has a chair, and he has engraving of faces, of bodies, of animals. What does he need it for? Of course, comes the Zohar and says he should know what really what it means is something else. It means, you know, we say in Tefillah and Shacharit, every morning, Ba'ofanim v'chayot HaKodesh. Chayot HaKodesh means holy creatures. Ba'ofanim v'chayot HaKodesh, Raj Gadol, ויתנסים למטה הצטרפים למטה משכחים ואומרים ברוך כבוד השם במקומו. He says those animals, the animals upstairs, Hashem has animals upstairs, and they say ברוך כבוד השם במקומו. What does that mean? The Zohar says you should know this is the top secret of it. I says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his wisdom, he decided that he so-called changes his own form and he acts so-called in the form of an angel, but the form of an angel that sometimes that angel comes in a way like a lion, sometimes it comes as a bull, sometimes it comes as an eagle, sometimes it comes as a person. So what does this mean? This is, we know there are four angels that we're very familiar with. And the names of those are, first the one that we know very well, his name is Michael. So Michael is son Israel. And it says, of course, we know 101, Michael. Says as well, you know, Michael means really a lion. A lion. The shape of a lion that is being engraved on the leg of the chair is really Michael. Okay. Oh, Michael, so in the line, of course, we know it's the king of the animals. This is Michael is the head, so-called upstairs in a way. But Michael, besides, you know, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called arrived sometimes as Michael, as we know from the Torah, for example, if you remember, Michael came and told Sarah that she's going to have a baby. And it says, Michael is not just to tell you certain things. Michael is responsible, says the Zohar, for your sight. What it means like this. You go to a doctor, and of course you know the doctor only has the permission to heal a person. The doctor is a messenger. The actual thing is that the doctor has a tremendous power if he has an angel next to him. I says, okay, so we like to think, you know, the chance is every doctor has, you know, an angel. And this is what the Zohar Dari says, that you know, when you got a doctor, you know, you need a good doctor. What do you need a good doctor? There's a hard time, the other guy's not a good doctor. They went to the same school. What is the big deal? To diagnose a person or to operate on a person? He says, no, this guy's a better dentist, this guy's a better surgeon. What do you mean the better one? The better one then says Ari that he has the angel more next to him, that he has so-called a connection with an angel. Why he has it, we don't know. But that's how it is. A good doctor means that he has a good angel next to him. And not a good doctor, it means that his connection with angel is very, very light connection. So we like to think, says Ari, we like to think, every doctor has an angel. But what angel? No, there are four angels. Angel number one is Michael. Michael is responsible for your eye. When you go for a checkup for your eyes, you should know, and or you don't see well, you know you have a problem with your eyes or something. This is what you have to know, that you have to have a connection with this with Michael. That's his job, Michael. Whatever has to do with the eye, that this is Michael. I said the other one, the second one is Gabriel. Gabriel really is the bull in the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And that bull is responsible for your ears. You don't hear well. This is, you know, ear infection, earache. This is Gabriel. That's his job. That's it. The next one is an eagle. This is the eagle is responsible for your breathing, for your headaches. And this is really the angel, his name is Uriel. And the last one, there's an angel that's called Raphael, that we were very familiar with, that everybody thinks Raphael is the angel that heals everybody. No. Michael heals the sight, Gabriel heals the ears, Uriel heals so-called the breathing, the nose and the forehead, and the last one is Raphael, that he is responsible for the rest of the body. But this is really the secret of the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the secret of the so-called the creatures, the animals, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu engraved on them, and what it means is HaKadosh Baruch Hu made this chair before creation. What it means actually is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, before he created this world, he decided already that he is going to help so-called the people in certain forms for certain aches or certain difficulties they have in those kind of parts of the body. No. Yeah, the same thing, exactly. Exactly. So with this you can understand a little bit what Tarius explains. This is when Leah had the first son. His name is, she called him Reuven. Reuven. And Reuven, I said, what is Reuven? The word Reuven is really two words. Reuven. See a son. What does this mean? Come to Torah and says, you know what? She named him Reuven because to teach you. And she said, you see, I got a son because HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how much I suffer for my husband. So-called Yaakov did not like her so much, whatever it means. And she said, you know what, I got a son. The first, I got a son even before my sister, to show you that HaKadosh Baruch Hu looked. Ah, Hashem Boni, Hashem saw that, you know, that I had a hard life, excuse me, with my husband. Can you imagine this guy, Reuven, go to school, and the teacher asked him, what's your name? And he says, Reuven. He says, Reuven, what is the meaning of that? He says, well, my mother named me Reuven because the Shalom Bayit is shaking. Because my father and my mother don't get along. And when I was born, my mother called me Reuven to say that God saw how much I suffer for my husband. It's embarrassing. Since I don't believe that our grandmother, Leah, did such a thing. He says, this is half of the problem. The next one, she called him Shimon. Shimon, says the Gemara, says the Torah, why you called him Shimon? The word Shimon comes from the word Shama, Hashem Kisroa Anochi. It says, the Kadosh Baruch Hu saw that that so-called, not only Yaakov does not like me, he hates me. Can you imagine Shimon goes to school? And the teacher asked him, what's your name, Shimon? What is Shimon all about? Never heard his name. He says, Shimon means that my father hates my mother. I said, this is what you call your children? over the next one is Levi, great, because you know, thank God now my husband can go along with me. Says Bari, what it means that it's much deeper than that. It says she called the first one Reuven. I said, Reuven was the first one. I said, the first one is that Michael. Michael is responsible for the site. I said, you know what? I got the first son. I said, I name him after so-called the site. I said, it's not, you know, this, of course, the site also means it's between me and HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu saw how much I suffer for my husband. But actually, the name that she put on Reuven, that it means Reuven has a connection with Michael. Shimon has a connection with Gabriel. And says, Shimon, this is Shama Hashem, HaKadosh Baruch Hu heard. And says, what do you mean? It means that Gabriel is so-called HaKadosh Baruch Hu came and showed me that I have a connection with Gabriel. So she named the children. So Levi is for real, and the last one is Adam, Michael, Raphael, which is responsible for the mouth of the priest. It's called Pe Malchut, and those are the 4 inches. And that is why you should know, this is why HaKadosh Baruch Hu made it on his chair, and that's what really the Zohar said, and this is the purpose of the idea of the chair and the angels, and that's what we say in the Tefillah, Balfanim Mechayot HaKodesh, the holy animal, the holy animal, there's no holy animal, there's no animal that does. It says the animals means they refer to the angels that are compared to animals that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created them so-called to help us to survive. And this Baril says that they have to, that you have to pray this way. It says you have to be on a certain level. But you have to, when you do it, you have to pray. You pray to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu so-called, when you go before you go for a checkup for your eyes, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, please, I hope, you know, the examination will go through nicely and my eyes are perfect. I said, when you pray, you have to have in mind Michael. I said, you go to a dentist, that's in your mouth, you have to have in mind Raphael. You go for the hearing, for the ears, you have a connection with Gabriel. And for breathing, for your nose, for lungs, and the inside system that has to do so-called with oxygen, I said, this is Mr. Oriel. This is the angel.
Is the heart part of the...
Part, yeah. No, no. We'll get in a minute. This is really the punchline. So, now we'll go back and I'll give you some information that you can figure out everything yourself. Of course, we said, you know, the Gemara said that Am Yisrael, before we got in Korinth, said, Na'aseh v'nishma. So just on the surface, I'm not going to speak about this tonight, but the word Na'aseh will do. You see, we just said that those 4 angels are to do so-called with our feelings. We're talking, hearing, seeing, breathing, but as far as doing certain things, but it means like this, you want to do something, you want to build a business, you want to create something, those things, you also have to have a connection to the same angels, but not to the angels, to the wings of the angels as well. The angels today have 4 wings. In time of Beit HaMikdash, they had 6. When they created them originally, they had 4 also. After the golden calf, the angels grew 2 more wings to cover the feet. After Beit HaMikdash was destroyed, the 2 wings fell off. Again, they have only 4 wings. But really, the accomplishment of a person, which you call Tiyata Dishmaya, that Hashem helps him. So you should know, those are the 4 angels that's responsible for your business, you building a house, anything that you do physically, creating, has to do with those angels. Actually, this is what Ariel said, you should know, we said, Na'aseh Benishma. He says, what do you mean Na'aseh? Can't do nothing. So the person cannot do anything unless he has help from HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This is if somebody believes, this is it's not what you call Kochil Ba'otzim Yadi. I did it. You can't do nothing. This is it's called, he said in Ishmael, Hashem helped me. So Hashem helped you. You know how he helped you? He helped you in a certain form. Either Hashem helps you as Michael, helps you as Gabriel, or Riel, or Raphael. So actually for accomplishment of certain things, so you want to do something, you want to do physical thing, any physical thing that you do, it has to do with the wings of those angels. And this is really what Am Yisrael, I don't know if they meant it, or they knew it, so it's what they say, Na'aseh, Benishmad, when they said the word Na'aseh, means we're going to do. We're going to do. What are you going to do? You can't do nothing. How can you do? So I can do Bezrat Hashem with the help of Hashem. And so with the help of Hashem as those four entities so-called with the wings of those angels. That's what the Zohar says. Benishma. We're going to hear. How important it is to hear. Comes the Gemara and tells us, the Mishnah tells us you should know if somebody hurt somebody. Let's say by mistake or not by mistake, you fought with somebody or that's fighting him, something by mistake, you threw something and hurt the person. So let's say he became blind. He became blind. The Gemara says there's a market, there's a slave market, and they had the blind person. The blind person, it says one eye. One eye's value is much less than the regular person. A blind person with two eyes, so they said he can become the governor of New York, for example. So there's a chart of the values of the people. So without a foot, he's walked this way, without a hand, walked this way. I said, but if a person that doesn't hear, let's say Chas v'Shalom, somebody, says the Gemara, gave a bank by mistake to his friend and the person became deaf. Then on the chart it says you killed him. If you made him blind, legally blind, real blind, you paid, so the person says the Gemara, the Salach and Rambam, by the way, is you paid him, this is the Parashat Mishpatim, it says, Ain Tachatayin, Shin Tachachen, it says this is the chart. How much is a person with eyes and without eyes? Without eyes, you know, he can do certain things, I don't know what he can do. You know, he can watch the bank. But anyway, the robbers will come. So, but there's a chart. What's the value of a person without this particular part of his body? But a deaf person is completely dead. It's not true at all. He would ask me, a blind person is dead. A deaf person is not dead. He's going to have a sign on his car. These things that he cannot hear. He's going to have a sign on the street, don't beep because he doesn't hear. He can have a very good job. So he cannot listen on the telephone to do so. He can still do a lot of things. Sister Gemara, no, you should know. A deaf person is dead. A blind person is alive. Mute, alive. Without two hands, alive. 2 feet, alive. Is there everything is okay? Is it on the chart? The one is called dead person, even though he's alive, is a deaf person. This is why. Why? How come? What? What is it? Sister Gemara, Chersho, lo ten lo dme kulo. You make somebody deaf, it means like you killed him. It means you can go and cash his life insurance, according to the Gemara. The man is dead. When he walked, he can leave out of tears. He's dead. This is what's behind it. Says Bari, it's called Benishma. The Amishad said, Naseh Benishma, it says to accept something. The ear goes into your heart. It goes into the system. Says the Gemara, the ear has a tremendous effect. Shmuat Tovat Hashem Atzim. Says Shlomo HaMelech. When you hear some good news, actually your bones becomes bigger. As in Chas Shalom, you have bad news, Chas Shalom, your bones shrink. So actually, to hear something, that does the whole thing in the system, to accept everything, When you hear something, of course, you know, if you tell a deaf person certain things, maybe he'll do, maybe he won't do, but he's not in that level of acceptance, they should accept him. So when Anishan said, Na'aseh ben Yishma, I said, Yishma doesn't mean I'm going to hear. I said, we're going to hear and we're going to accept in our hearts. Comes the Gemara and says, excuse me. This is, if you look, Mizmor Ein Chet B'Tehilim. Belibam lo nachon. He says, you know, Befatur B'Fiyem, he says, he said, Na'aseh ben Yishma. In the heart, everybody said, I don't know. We'll think about it. They never meant Na'aseh ben Yishma. In the heart. In the mouth they said Na'aseh ben Yishma. But actually in the heart they didn't. Since the Gemara was two achelev atchem zeminut. The Gemara said you should know Avodah Zarah is in the heart. So we say Shema Yisrael twice a day. Melot atu achelev atchem. Don't go after your heart. And what after your heart? Since the Gemara in the heart is minut. Some he doubts about the Kadosh Baruch Hu, but the Zarah, this is in your heart. He says, who is responsible for this? Responsible for your ears. He says, Bayim Shamot Yishmur Mitzvotai. He says, if you listen, if you don't listen, Lechara, Chad Shalom Af Hashem Bachim, Vatar Tashom Al Matar. He says, this is if you don't listen. But listen doesn't mean to listen. Listen means to accept. He says, Am Yisrael, says the Nasi Gemara, never accepted the Kadosh Baruch Hu in the heart, only in the mouth. In the heart, don't accept. See, not seven ishma, never. He says, who is responsible for you to listen? He says, Gabriel. This is the bull on the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What it means is, if you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, if you don't listen, what it means, you ruin the connection with Mr. Gabriel. But let me say, that's how it goes with the story. When Israel came to Aaron HaKohen, he said to Aaron HaKohen, listen, Moshe is not here. And so what happened? He said, well, he's supposed to be here, he's not here. Aaron said, listen, patience. This is Jewish thinking, no patience. What is this with you people? Wait, he's going to come. He says, somebody was standing over there, who? He said, everybody, stop it already. Behave like people. What's the rush? What are you talking about? Moshe is going to come tomorrow. No, Moshe is not going to come here. We see him. What are you talking about? We see him. It's because you never believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because you did not say Na'aseh ben Yishma in your heart, only with your mouth. And since you don't believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, here's going to come. The consequences of this is the golden calf. It's not a trap that HaKadosh Baruch Hu created, a trap out of nowhere for you to fall down and for you to come up. It says you created the trap. Because you never believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu fully. You just said Na'aseh ben Yishma. So Aaron HaKohen is the smartest one. He says, I tell you what, you go home, you take the earrings from the ears. Because the ear is the connection to that thing, to your heart, to this guy, Mr. Gabriel. Mr. Gabriel, on the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the bull. I will make you a bull on the floor. And it's going to be the statue. And we're going to pick it up. Everybody's going to look at the bull. He says, what's this bull? He says, this bull is from the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What is this bull? This bull represents the angel Gabriel. What is Gabriel? Gabriel means listen. It says you don't listen. So this Aaron was the genius as Ari. He said, get me earrings. So go get from your ladies. So Aaron thought, you know, they're going to go and the lady says, how come he wants my earring? How come he doesn't want a bracelet? How come he doesn't want my Rolex watch? How come he doesn't want my other things, one of the 24 pieces of jewelry, the jewels that those ladies had? I says that they had also, the Gemara says that it says in the Torah, Vatima Nez Malapa. So they used to have earrings on the nose, not only Manhattan had it. Rivka had it on the nose. He says, no, he wants from the ear. Because you get the message. He says, how come he tells me from the ears? How come he doesn't tell me just bring gold from the donkey outside? Because it was a sign that Aaron wanted to accomplish to tell them, listen, something's wrong with your ears, something's wrong with your heart. But this is what, when the person makes somebody deaf, he has to pay him, he killed him. So do you know why he killed him? Because that person can never reach the thing that's called Nishma, so-called to connect himself to the Gabriel, his heart is always going to have some doubts. And this is really what happened. That Aaron made his bull and he had the so-called a good idea, but since there were two magicians over there, they threw inside this liquid gold, this black, and said, Allah show. The bull stood up and the whole tragedy started, that he was dancing, he was eating grass. And Saddam says, oh, this is our God, this is our God, this is God. But actually in the beginning, he said, we want to have a leader. Aaron said, you want a leader? I have for you a leader. His name is Gabriel. He is on the floor, this is the bull. Give me earrings from your ear. He says, it's because it's not a divination. That Aaron said, you should know. That's what the Gemara says. He said, every tragedy and difficulties that we have in life at the Mashiach will come, we have some percentage from the golden calf. So what do you mean golden calf? The golden calf doesn't mean golden calf. Golden calf means that we did not so-called accept in our heart fully so-called the kingdom of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We said Nasim Nishma with the mouth, not with our heart. It's not with your heart. It says you have doubts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He said you didn't want to accept the Gemara to Rosh Baal Peh. You didn't want to accept all the mitzvot. They said, okay, Ten Commandments, okay, maybe yes, but not the rest. We had to force them, and they said, we don't want it. And if you remember, the Gemara says, until Mordechai and Esther, they never accepted all the halakhot. They said, so the golden calf is not a test, a trap that HaKadosh Baruch Hu just created. We created our own trap by not saying Naseh Nishma in our heart. And therefore, the Gemara said, every difficulty that we have, is we carry on so-called the misbehavior of our fathers that they never 100% believed in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Of course, it continues all the way to Adam HaRishon, that he so-called did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, ki shamata lekol ishtecha. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Adam HaRishon, you know you're going to get out of Gan Eden because you listen to your wife. That's why, because I eat some apple, because I ate. No, because you listen to your wife. It means if you listen to your wife and you don't listen to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it means lack of belief, lack of emunah. It says, started from Adam HaRishon, continues now to our fathers on Har Sinai. It's the same level as the Gemara, and here's the consequences. Here's the golden calf, and this is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, I want to destroy all of them, and I'm going to make you to a big nation. He says, why me? He says, because you're the only one so-called that you believe. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu calls Moshe Rabbeinu, Eved Ne'eman Karat Halo. He says, the only trusted slave that HaKadosh Baruch Hu said is Eved Ne'eman is Moshe Rabbeinu. He says, you know, you are trusted. The world is down there. I don't trust them. That's what says Ari, you should know. Now you can understand that this Shabbat, how powerful this Shabbat is, that we read about the golden calf. It says the golden calf is one side, and then we're going to read about the red cow. It says the red cow, says the Gemara, is low without explanation. Hashem said, you know what? This is a test of Emunah. The Goyim, the Satan, they're going to tell you that this is witchcraft. This is magic. Take a cow, has to be red, slaughter, burn it, sprinkle on it, and the ones are going to be busy burning, they're going to end up to be not pure. The people that are going to be sprinkled with that thing are going to be pure. But says it's a hoax, says the Gemara. It's a law without explanation. Purposely, HaKadosh Baruch Hu chose it. And he said, this is for you as a kapara, as a forgiveness for so-called lack of belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He says the golden calf was so-called the peak that we did not believe under Har Sinai. And under Har Sinai, we got the Torah. We did not believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu in our heart. He says, now HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us Parah Adama, so-called on Marat, really after we came out of Egypt. HaKadosh Baruch Hu already wanted to teach us this. He says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu with his wisdom, before we fall in the trap, already told us, listen, there's a law of a red cow. He says, doesn't make sense. True. Comes the Gemara and says, you know, says the Torah, you know, you go, you have a question, and you go ask the rabbi. And the rabbi tells you, that's what you got to do. He says, rabbi, doesn't make sense. Says the Torah, you know, even if the rabbi tells you on your right hand, it's his left hand. And if it's left hand, it's right hand, you say, rabbi, that's what you said. this is my left hand? Okay, from now on I know, this is, I write with my left hand. Even until now, I called it my right hand. This is called emunah. That you have to have emunah 100%. This is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we came out of Mitzrayim. 3 days after we came out, Hashem told us, the Lord of the Red Cow. I said, what's the purpose? The purpose is, says the Gemara, Vayamru al Yom Suf. Right at Yom Suf, already, we had some doubts about HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Before we went to the Yom Suf, we came out of Yom Suf. So the Kadosh Baruch Hu told us, you know, there's a law called Red Cow. Red Cow means no questions. It's a law without explanation. Not only without explanation, it doesn't make sense. It says, Ari, you know, Moshe Rabbeinu told him, you know, to you I tell the reason. Because you have emunah. You believe 100% in me. I'll tell you the Red Cow. It says, for them I don't tell them. Because so-called this is the forgiveness. Or so-called to install emunah in the heart. It says, you do certain mitzvot, it doesn't make sense. I do because I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is called the biggest stage that we have to have before Rosh Chodesh Nisan, before Pesach comes, because this is the emunah. It says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu split Yom Suf because of emunah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to make Mashiach because of emunah. It's a time of redemption this Pesach. It's the Chavim Sinan before Pesach, take it to out. It says, read the paragraph of the Red Cow. I said, well, I have to read it now. It says, because the Red Cow is so-called, says the Zohar, this is the raw model of what we call emunah. This is the Satan, and all the nations said, nah, the Jews, what is this? What is the Red Cow business? It says, we do it, and we believe in it. It says, you do it, and believe in it, this is to restore so-called the lack of emunah that we did not have while we were standing on Har Sinai, we said, nah, seven nishma. So-called, it restores the nishma. The Nishma, if you believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Said to Gemara, you know, after we did the golden calf, HaKadosh Baruch Hu said to us, you know what, you destroyed Naaseh. Actually, when you did golden calf, the word Naaseh, it means the wings of the angels already, you lost the connection. Hopefully, you'll still have a connection with Gabriel, with the bull. He says, let's hope you're going to do it. I said, this is the Gemara says, you know, this is the cow, so-called, like a bull, that is going to resume the connection to the bull in the chair of HaKadosh Baruch Hu to Gabriel to restore the emunah. This is the symbol of Shimon. On his leg was a bull. And Shimon and Yosef really, they have some connection. Therefore the Torah says, you know, when Yosef was lost, so Gabriel came and met Yosef. Because Yosef is also being compared to a bull, the whole Shoah Adarlo. It says, Moshe Rabbeinu, when he gives a blessing to Yosef, he says, Yosef is a bull. He says, do you know Yosef is a bull? It means he has a connection with this guy Gabriel. So the Gemara, the night before Yosef was pulled out of jail, came Gabriel to him and taught him 70 languages. What's Gabriel busy with Yosef? Because Gabriel is a bull. And Yosef is a bull. He says, this is my angel. So a person, according to his root of Neshama, he has certain connections with certain angels. This is the Yosef, this is the biggest believer in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. The Torah says that since he asked the butler to mention his name to Paro to get him out of jail, he was punished for extra 2 years. So the Gemara says, what do you mean? What do you mean? Well, what's the big deal? He says, no, if you trust Hashem 100%, you don't even ask the butler. I says, this is the emunah that you have. I says, the emunah that you have is the bull, is Yosef, is Gabriel. I says, this is what Yosef is, that's his connection with this guy Gabriel. Gabriel will take him out of jail. Gabriel will teach him the languages. Gabriel is going to lead him in his lifetime. I says, because Yosef is connected to that. Gabriel is the bull. I says, this is our connection, says Ari. I says, this is the, by the way, Ari says that if you remember, the three angels came to Abraham Avinu. So one of them was Gabriel, that he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. I says, why Gabriel? Of course, Gabriel is the angel that's responsible for the fire as well. But if you remember, Sodom and Gomorrah were destroyed because the Kadosh Baruch Hu said, I'm going down to hear this little girl that cried. The girl that the people in Sodom and Gomorrah killed her, and she screamed and screamed and screamed. And she said, I heard. Who here is screaming? I said, Gabriel is screaming. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu, when he comes in the form of Gabriel, he hears. He says, because Gabriel is responsible for our ears, for our connection to the heart, to believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And this is what Chachamim said, it says before Baruch Hashem, before Pesach. This year it's a very special year. It is the same Shabbat that we're going to read about the golden calf, we're going to read about the red cow. So it means we have so-called the scene that we did the golden calf in the same parasha, in the same Shabbat, we're going to read the paragraph about the red cow, so-called to correct the Emunah, and this is not Hashem, Hashem will come in Ramayana B'Zchut HaEmunah Shnei. So next week there's no shiur. I'm going to Israel for one day. So the following shiur is in 2 weeks from today. It's just one day. My brother makes a wedding, so I go Tuesday and I come back Thursday morning. Thank you.